This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 19. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 25. It says there, "And this is what he promised us, eternal life." End of quote. If we ask people, "Are you sure you would be in heaven when you die?" the majority of people respond like this, "I believe so," or "I hope so." Few of them would say, "I hope I did more good deeds than bad deeds to get into heaven." Some people joke off the question. Many people simply do not know how to answer the question. They think it has everything to do with their good or kind works. When good works and bad works are placed on scales, if a good work scale goes down with weight, yes, they think they would make it to heaven. Yet many are not sure. How do you figure out the good-bad works ratio? They are simply clueless. Beloved, you cannot simply hope you would go to heaven. You simply won't just hope to get a job, do you? You go out, search, and find a job. You must be serious about the moment of your death. People seriously search for cars, house, and life insurances. However, when it comes to their future destiny after death, many are not prepared, either because they are not serious or because they do not have an idea of what to do. You see, death could happen anytime. No alarm or warning sound usually happens before your time comes up. People are not guaranteed another day, another hour, or even the next minute. If so, how can you afford not to give serious thought about it? Beloved, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 to 12, this is what it says: God has given us eternal life. Wait a minute. What did you just say? Yes, you heard it right. God has already given us eternal life. How? Where? What? Listen, it says this eternal life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. End of quote. Is there any ambiguity in the statement above? Anyone can understand such a simple statement, can't they? It simply says God has already given us eternal life. Eternal life is in His Son. If you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, you have eternal life. If you have not, and would not accept Jesus as your Savior, then you would not have it. It is that simple and straightforward. Instead of sweating over your hard work to earn it, believe what God says. Do not try to get to heaven by your discoveries and inventions and end up in eternity without God. You see, eternity without God is the place called hell. No presence or the love of God is there in hell. Instead of listening to human ideas or imaginations, listen to what God says about the topic of eternal life. You will be much better off. Do not get me wrong. I like good and kind works. I appreciate all such good efforts. However, no good works would ever give you a ticket to enter heaven. The ticket to enter heaven is His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, you cannot take credit for this. It is a gift from God. It is not a reward for the good things we have done. Why? If based on good works, you see, there is an opportunity for boastings. Eternal life is by God's grace through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. What does it mean, whoever has Son has life, and whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life? You see, the answer we can read in the Gospel of John chapter 20, verse 31. It says there, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in Him, you may have life in His name." End of quote. By believing in Jesus, because God sent Him for your sins and to make you eligible to get eternal life, you can have the assurance of eternal life in heaven with God when you close your eyes here on this earth. Stop hoping and wishing. Be certain you have eternal life. Have the assurance of your future security and safety. you can live here on this planet Earth confidently and courageously, no matter what life throws at you. Why? Because you have Jesus, and that is because you believed in Him. You can face death with a smile on your face. God promised it. God promised eternal life, and it is in His Son, Jesus Christ. Whoever has Jesus has eternal life. Whoever does not have Jesus do not have eternal life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe eternal life is a gift from you to those who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, because you sent Him to die for all of my sins and shortcomings and make me complete in Him. I believe Jesus died and rose again for me. Lord, please forgive my sins and save me today. I look to Jesus for salvation. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.